coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today. It's the weekend. It's Friday, February 3rd, 2023. Eric the Tech, it's Friday.
It is. This is your last day.
Yes, yes. An announcement I want to make right now. So here is the schedule. So from this coming Monday, February 6th, through and including February 17th, this program will not be... We're gonna be dark, okay? I've got to take care of some things, and then I've got to get some things taken care of, okay? End the story. However,
non-life threatening.
Thank you very much. And then on this, now that this is important. So, yeah, folks, you realize that we were deplatformed on a number of levels, including and especially Patreon. All right. So the Patreon members listening to this broadcast or watching this broadcast, I will have a special meeting as well as an announcement, hopefully being joined by Eric the Tech on Sunday, February 12th. Usually it's the first Sunday of the month. This will be February 12th at 7 p.m. Eastern time. The members of Patreon, as it was, you'll be getting an email, and you can join us on that day. And I would urge you to do so, please. Okay. So two things: 6th to the 17th of February, no show. February, back on the 20th, full force, and I mean full force. And then on Sunday, February 12th at 7 p.m., a special Patreon meeting. You'll be getting a notice in your inbox. Watch for that. All right, with me right now to talk about the fact that the FBI is building building bigger than the Pentagon, for crying out loud. Yeah, just what we need, right? And for everything else that's taking place, with me is Austin Brower, healthmasters.com. Folks, if you haven't done so already, do this right now. Go to healthmasters.com. And get your nutritional supplements right now. Right now. That's right. Because they've got the best product line, as far as I'm concerned. They've got the best ultimate multiple, best nutritional supplement you can buy. And this is the bomb. Okay. Now, excellent vitamin C. They've got an array of things. This healthy immune system, which is so important to fight off all the guckies and cooties out there. You don't want cooties. Cooties aren't good. Remember that? All right. So they've got some great products, all of them great. Go to healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. But do it right now. Do it today. Do it while you still can, because I've got to tell you, just like guns, the feds are coming after products like this. And it's not good. So, and there they have products every week, product of the week, and they're on your screen. If you're watching this by way of Rumble or Brighteon, then please subscribe to us on either platform or both platforms for extra credit, as well as Spreaker and all of the audio that we're still on. Please subscribe to us, but definitely go to healthmasters.com for... And while you're there, if you notice in the upper right-hand corner, you'll see where they've got a show as well. So join in to the Ted and Austin Brower show every weekday. There it is. Make your plans for it. I call it necessary show prep. That's the Ted and Austin Brower show Monday through Friday and once on Sunday. Remember the song Never on Sunday? Well, once on Sunday. Here it is. All right. Austin Brower, it's been a while. How you doing?
I'm doing blessed, my friend, and there's no question about it. There has been a lot of very strange things going on over the last couple of weeks. We've seen all, like you've talked about, with the FBI continuing to grow into this larger and larger octopus that seems to encompass the United States citizens. Ironically enough, I saw the other day that an individual, Pastor Mark, one of the ones that was arrested at the Planned Parenthood for allegedly pushing down somebody. I don't know if you covered this. You know, he was found not guilty. But what's even more ironic about this is, you know, they waited, the feds waited a year to arrest him, drag him out of his home in front of his seven kids and wife at gunpoint to arrest him for violating the FACE Act, because he was essentially standing out front of a Planned Parenthood talking about Christ and Jesus. And this 72-year-old escort that was escorting a girl in to get her abortion got in his 12-year-old son's face, and Mark did what every good father would do and basically shoved him out of the way. And it was so minimal that charges weren't even filed there from local police, but yet they filed federal charges, felony charges, and those now have been found not guilty. The ironic part about this is, now, for the first time now in over an entire year, we now have two people that have now been indicted on violation of multiple things, including arsony, burglary, assault, in Florida down here for firebombing another pregnancy center. Now, it's ironic to me, Doug, we talked about this before. There have been over 100 different instances all over the country over the last year alone where graffiti, vandalism, arson, you know, Molotov cocktails being thrown in the windows of pregnancy centers and churches while people were in them, I might add, all across the country. But suddenly, the FBI has never been able to find anybody. They've never been able to find anybody that did any of this. Oh, we can't find them. We saw one camera photo and their face was covered, so we just don't know. But then they turn around and they'll arrest somebody that was at the Capitol building by getting them on a video camera and data logging them and going in and basically pulling them out of the state of Florida and bringing them up to January 6th and arresting them for felony trespassing on Capitol grounds. The whole thing with the FBI, they're very clearly showing us, just like in the Bolshevik Revolution, we're turning into a two-tiered system as far as when it comes to the judicial and the enforcement branch. There is no more true rule of law that's broadly applied across the board equally. We have the groups that are pushing the agenda that they're told to, and no matter if they throw Molotov cocktails or IEDs at law enforcement, they somehow get off on, you know, little slap on the wrist. You got to do, you know, some community service, and we're going to drop the charges. Yeah, you have somebody walk into the Capitol building on January 6th, and they get hit with 4, 5, 6 different felonies. This is showing us, and I don't think it's an accident. They're showing us what they're getting ready to do, and this is why it has been so important to support a lot of the groups that are going against these entitled, unbelievably corrupt alphabet agencies, ATF being one of them. A lot of people know now, I've talked about on our show in detail what's been going on with this insane brace new rule that ATF decided to drag out of their rear end arbitrarily to just say, okay, we've decided now there's roughly 40 million of these in circulation. You've got 120 days now. They finalized the wording on it yesterday and said you have 120 days now to register it, turn it into a rifle, remove it, or destroy it. And a lot of American citizens, I don't know how they're going to comply with it. I've never seen or read anything in the Constitution about complying with unjust rules that have not been ratified by Congress. A lot of people fail to realize that the ATF is an enforcement agency. That is all they are. They are not there to write new laws. They are not there to bring new laws to light and try to enforce them arbitrarily on their own. In fact, most people know over the last couple of weeks ago, the bump stock ban that ATF decided to just arbitrarily change and rewrite 1934 definition of machine gun law under Trump, that got completely thrown out now by the Fifth Circuit Federal Court. They said it was completely and totally illegal. ATF does not have the ability to go in and rewrite law and then just define on their own that this new plastic stock item, which is an accessory, is not a firearm, and it's not serialized, it is not a trigger group, it is not a trigger pack, is now a machine gun, which is what they did with the bump fire stocks. So I think this whole thing with the braces is going to go to court. When it's going to go to court, I don't know. However, we're probably going to see a lot of people blindly comply to this and essentially register their firearms with ATF because they don't want to deal with any blowback. What I have told people for the longest time is, it is your decision on how you choose to live your life. But I can tell you one thing, ATF is completely out of line on this, and they have no legal authority to go in and start saying a plastic foam pistol brace that helps affix to your forearm so you can shoot a firearm pistol more efficiently with one hand that a lot of U.S. veterans currently use today suddenly makes your rifle a short barrel rifle that you have to make a $200 tax stamp and registered and fingerprinted and photographed in order to possess it. That is a complete infringement of the Second Amendment. And I do think this is going to go to court very, very soon. When? I don't know, but there's no question about it. There has been some very strange things happening behind the scenes while we watch the rule of law completely and totally dissolve in some parts of the country to where people do whatever they want. People riot wherever they want, and they pretty much act however they want. And, you know, you see the DAs that George Soros has put into place, they do nothing about it. But yet, hey.
Let me ask you a question, because you're up on this, and, and I'm not as up on this as I should be. All right, about the braces, all right. Does that apply to pistols? In other words, you buy an AR-15 registered as a pistol, but it has a stabilizing brace on it. Does that law apply to that weapon?
Yes, they're applying this now. It depends if the weapon, whatever it is, it's based on the overall length of the rifle and the length of the barrel. Any rifle that goes under 16 inches barrel length is classified as a short barrel rifle unless it's a pistol, because clearly if you have a pistol, it's not going to have a 16-inch barrel. So what happened was years ago, they found that AR-15 pistols, which were normally sold, was simply a buffer tube on the back. There was nothing on the back, and it was legally an AR-15 pistol. What happened was there were multiple manufacturers, the first one being SB Tactical, came out with a Sig Sauer brace that you can attach to the buffer tube. This was completely legal. ATF gave legal guidance and stated in paper that it was legal to possess and did not make it an SBR. Multiple manufacturers followed suit, also asked ATF. ATF issued multiple letters and said, this is completely legal. There's nothing illegal about this whatsoever. It's still a pistol. You have simply attached a brace to the buffer tube. And so, yes, if you bought a pistol, then you bought a buffer tube brace on it, they want you to register it. Now, a lot of people can do is they can take it back to the function of the buffer tube without the actual brace on it, and then it will still be classified as a pistol, not an SBR, which I know a lot of people have said they're just going to take it off, you know, whenever they're using it or going somewhere, whatever they're going to do. I don't know. It's up to them. But yes, that's exactly what they're going to try to do. And remember.
But I just want to be clear on this because. Okay, so you go into a gun store and you see an AR-15 and the sign says AR-15 pistol and it's got that stabilizing brace on it. Okay. So
yes.
Okay. You fill out the paperwork for a pistol.
Yes.
All right. And you're handed that AR-15 with that stabilizing brace, not a stock, but a that thing right there. That's a generic photograph taken off the internet. There's the Velcro brace on the end. That's not what they're talking about. I mean, in other words, that's still a pistol because you purchased it as a pistol. It came like that. Okay, right? So the ATF is not interested in that. Am I clear on that or no?
No, that is inaccurate. That is still going to be required to be registered as a short barrel rifle now. If it has a pistol brace attached to it and the barrel length is shorter than 16 inches, they are now classifying it as a short barrel rifle, even if you personally purchased it as a pistol. That is how the law is being read.
Now you're starting to really piss me off, okay? Not you, but them.
It's why I'm so mad about this. They're saying there's over 40 million of these roughly, and I've used them. And a lot of times they're like, whatever. I have class 3 stuff that I've already tax stamped, but I also have stuff that I've bought over the years where exactly like you just said, you buy something, it's a pistol, you purchase it a pistol. Now ATF is arbitrarily coming back and saying, even though this is a legal pistol, even though we said it was a pistol, even though we gave a form letter to the company stating it was a pistol, we have now changed our minds and you now have to register it as an SBR and pay a tax stamp and fingerprinted photograph, or you have to remove the brace off the firearm in order to make sure it stays as a pistol. The brace is now illegal unless you have a tax stamp and you have a basically class 3 tax stamp.
Okay. So two things. I want to know the name of the chump who made this arbitrary ruling. And second of all,
just shoulder the tube.
The issue that arises with this and the problem from the legality standpoint that has made me so
irate. By the way, you saved me from a second one. Go ahead.
multiple other attorneys that have filed this, is the fact that this isn't how the rule of law works. You can't have an enforcement agency that enforces an alleged law that says this is legal, this is on the books is legal, here's a paperwork stating it's legal, here's the paperwork giving you basically business permission to sell this item is legal, and now suddenly, and remember, there has been zero documented evidence that these pistol braces are increasing homicide or firearm deaths. There's been zero research or evidence proven that these are a danger to society or causing a problem to any type of safety. There is zero research showing an increased rate of death with firearms with pistol braces on. There is zero. There is no evidence whatsoever. ATF just took it upon themselves to pretty much come around and say, we don't have anything useful to do with our unproductive, pathetic little lives. We sit in here. We can't really do anything because when we do, we screw it up. We give machine guns and 50 caliber weapons to the Mexican drug cartel because all we do is suck at life as the ATF agent. So we've got to find a reason to somehow manufacture a problem to make people break a law so we can feel useful at our job because we're such pathetic human beings at working at one of the most corrupt agencies that has ever existed in U.S. history. That's my personal opinion. And I've met numerous ATF agents. They all are arrogant assholes. Excuse my language.
No, I agree with you on this. I'm just thinking because I was talking to somebody, one of the listeners, what about CZ Scorpion?
Same aspect. They're saying a CZ Scorpion with a pistol brace on it, if it has a pistol brace, you now have to remove it or you have to file it as a SBR tax stamp.
Okay, so the individual I was speaking to, who I know purchased one, and yes, no, this isn't, oh, you know, I'm asking for a friend, okay? This is a legitimate conversation. He has paperwork, okay? Does this give the ATF license to come into his home and say, let me see that Scorpion you bought? I want to see it now.
Doug, that's the million-dollar question why so many of us in the gun industry have been extremely angry about this is because we know ATF has a track record of killing unarmed civilians with no due process. They also have a criminal history of killing animals, livestock, pets with no threat to them. We also have a history of them burning and killing 76 women and children in the Ruby or Waco compound. We also have history with them with the FBI shooting and killing Randy Weaver's wife in the face with a 308 while she was holding her baby and an ATF agent killing his son. ATF has a history of willful, wanton disregard for laws in the United States and does not care about the safety of the American citizens, nor do they care about gun violence, because if they did, they would set up a giant ATF headquarters right in the middle of downtown Chicago and start combating the massive lawlessness and gun violence that's in Chicago. Yet you don't see an ATF headquarters right in the middle of suburb Chicago. You have a little annex building that goes over there and they kind of sweep up the mess when it's done. In my opinion, and this is what a lot of attorneys have stated now, ATF is setting up tens of millions of law-abiding citizens for a whole lot of legal battle, not only on the concept of what you just talked about with purchasing a pistol. Now we want to see that you've no longer made it a SBR with the brace. We want to see that it's removed. Are they going to be able to do that from a legal standpoint? I don't know. Are they going to come in now and they're demanding that you register it along with the serial number, your fingerprints, your photographs, and turn it into an SBR? Yes, that's what they are demanding. The next question is, what happens at the end of this 120-day session? What happens if your background check goes into limbo? What happens if the tax stamp suddenly never gets pushed through for years and years and years? On average, ATF only clears about 500,000 Class 3 tax stamps every single year. As many as they get through their system. They're so inefficient and inept, it's mind-boggling. So if I'm not mistaken, 40 million people say suddenly at once flood ATF with Form 1s making SBRs. You're talking about decades to actually process all these in the SBRs. What happens in the meantime over after 120 days and a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now? If you still have a pending tax stamp that you applied for and it's in limbo in the middle of some giant pile of papers and suddenly you get caught with it, is ATF now going to charge you with possession of a short-barreled rifle? If ATF finds a pistol in your vehicle and you also have a brace in there somewhere in a box, are they going to charge you with intent to manufacture an SBR? These are all questions that ATF has refused to answer. They won't answer them. And these are all very legitimate questions considering the track record of this agency having such willful disregard for civilized law and the Constitution. And there's a bunch of attorneys, my brother included, who are have a lot of legal questions that nobody is wanting to answer with ATF. It's almost like ATF got some bean counters with some moronic idiots that wanted to try to come up with a problem, and they simply ran this through and didn't think about it. Or my opinion, they did this intentionally to set up a giant cascading series of events where they can now use this for intent to manufacture, for intent to possess, and all other lists for an enforcement action to try to get patriots caught in the crosshairs of a legal system with federal charges. That is my opinion. Again, I don't know if that's what they're doing behind the scenes, but it seems awfully odd. They won't answer all of these questions that are very, very legitimate concerns from law-abiding citizens, considering the fact, to their own admission, there's roughly 40 million braces out in the United States right now in the current populace.
This sucks.
It does.
So they're making law-abiding citizens who purchase the product into felons.
Pretty much. If you don't do what they say, right, if you don't follow their demand, if you don't now register, because here's the problem that I have with this, Doug. If you go and everybody tax stamps these, and these aren't even any type of weapons, these aren't even machine guns or anything. We're talking guns that have been in law-abiding citizens' hands for the last 10 years that have never been involved in a crime. Now you're saying suddenly you have to register it because we said so. Well, now all of a sudden you register it, and all of a sudden ATF shows up in a year from now, and they say, okay, we need to inspect your class 3 weapon and because it's now a short-barreled rifle, and we've got to have some questions to ask you. And you suddenly go, dude, I don't even know where that gun is. It's somewhere, you know, I don't know what to do with it. Oh, you must have not read the terms and agreements when you own a class 3 registered weapon. You have to be in possession of the weapon at any and all times, be able to present the weapon to ATF at any and all times. And no one that is not listed on the tax stamp or in the trust that the tax stamp is located in is the only ones that are allowed possession of the firearm without your supervision. We're now arresting you because you do not have direct possession of that firearm currently right now. That is what they can do with class 3 weapons. That's why back in the day, before 41P went into place with Obama, I always told everybody, if you're going to buy class 3 weapons, if you're going to buy machine guns, short-barreled rifles, put them in a trust and add everybody in your family that is legitimate into the trust. Because at any point in time, you can give it to your attorney, you can give it to your brother, you can give it to your dad, you can give it to your wife. And there is no aspect of you have to be in permission, your permanent retainer of the weapon at all times. Because you simply go, well, there's 15 people in the trust, bud. You better start making some phone calls because I don't have it on me. And there's 14 other people on the list. The problem with it is a lot of people didn't realize that loophole with trust, and then Obama came in and he did what was called 41P in 2012, and he said you can still have the trust, but now every single person in the trust, if you add anything new to that trust, every single person has to have their photographs and fingerprints added in the trust if you add anything new to it. Everybody else like us, we were grandfathered in. We had no photographs. We had no fingerprints. It was simply a trust. It was a legal loophole that should have been in place for the entire time. It should never have been removed. But see, now nobody has that ability to do this. ATF knew this after 41P got put into place. Now they know you have a short-barreled rifle because we said it, even though it has a brace that we said was a pistol, because, well, we changed our minds. And by the way, shoelaces are also machine guns now. So if we don't like the way you use a shoelace, by the way, I don't know if you know that's the thing, they can actually say and charge you with possession of a shoelace if you use it around a trigger system to increase fire. Yeah. A lot of people don't know that.
Rubber band, shoelace. So let me get this straight. So here's my depiction of a pistol with a brace on it right here. Here's my so I'm sitting in front of an ATF agent. I take this off, this brace, and I toss it over into the garbage can. Well, I got to smash it up and grind it up and melt it and smelt it and whatever. And I'm holding this, lawful. If this is off, lawful. If this is on, unlawful. Off,
correct.
Lawful. On,
correct.
Lawful. Off, lawful. What the hell's wrong with these idiots?
Right. That's the entire premise of this. You take it off, now all of a sudden you have a pistol again. You put the brace back on, you have an illegal SBR, you have a tax stamp. Oh, no, you took it off. Oh, it's a pistol again. Oh, no, tricked you. I didn't put it back on. This is how ludicrous this is. And this is why I said the only thing that really makes sense to me on this entire concept is that ATF did this intentionally to try to entrap millions of Patriot Americans into either not registering it because we know what they're going to do with registered weapons, or be registering it, and now you're in a database with ATF and they can come and harass you anytime they want because you had a pistol that you bought as a pistol, and they now said because the brace is on, oh, brace is off. That's why I told somebody else there. They asked me about it. I said, well, is the brace on? Well, it's still on there. I said, we'll take the brace off. It's a pistol now. He said, oh, it's, oh no, it's an SBR, it's a pistol. Fill in the blanks. And he's like,
oh, my word. But the problem, I think, is people aren't thinking big enough like you are. What's the end game here? You know, it's not like a bunch of people have too much time on their hands, although they do, and they are, okay. But there's something bigger here to this, and I think that we're going to see that in the next however long. You're going to see the end result of this.
If you look, Doug, from U.S. history back from 1934, the NFA Act, to the 1968 Firearm Act, then you look at the 1986 Firearm Protection Owner Act, which banned new purchase manufacturing machine guns after that. That's why machine guns are $100,000 now for an M60. Then you look at what we've seen with the bump fire stock illegal ban that's overturned. Now you're seeing the brace. This is the brace right here is another 1986, 1960, 1934. This is one of those errors. And if you look, they usually try to do this about every 20 years. They try to come in with something every 20, 30 years and put something that's so obscure and so ridiculous. And the vast majority of people go, you know, dude, just tax stamp it. Just get over with it. Stop complaining. Just wear the mask, Austin. Just get the vaccine. Stop pushing back. Stop being so aggressive and violent. Nobody wants to hear it, Austin. Just go along with it. And what's going to happen is this is just going to be another one of those tiptoe stepping stones that they're going to use again in 10 or 20 years to come back in and say, listen, we've decided anything that has a detachable magazine is considered a SBR now. We just determined it. It's a short-barreled assault rifle. It's a new definition, an SBAR. It's a new category for class 3 weapons now. Anything that can accept the magazine is a short barrel assault rifle or whatever they want to come up with. And obviously I'm making stuff up here, but this is where they're going with this. The point in 10 or 20 years, they're going to come up with some completely obscure, arbitrarily rule that has no basis in congressional approval or any aspect of law. And they're just going to say, well, we're ATF. You have to do it. This is why it's so important to get vocal, to get the truth out there, to make sure you're supporting groups that are really pushing back. And personally, I think this thing's going to go to court really fast. There's already numerous lawsuits that have already been filed. And this is going to be a really big one because this isn't one now like the bump fire stocks that only affected a few people. And it was a very useless item for the most part. This is something that a lot of people that are missing limbs, they're using prosthetics, they're trying to be able to stay active in gunfighting. And the Gun Owners of America, I know they've already said they're involved in it. Multiple groups are already involved in it. And so this is something I highly support, supporting those groups and staying active and even talking to them if you need to. Email them, go on forums with them, talk to attorneys about it, and know your rights. And also know, too, that you don't have to say anything. This concept that eludes a lot of people. If somebody shows up at your door and knocks at your door and says, hey, we need to talk to you about something, I don't recall anything you're talking about. I don't recall. What are you talking about? Well, we need to talk about this. I don't recall. My attorney's not present. I can't speak to you without him. You guys have a fantastic day. Here's his phone number. That's literally how the conversation goes. The problem with it is a lot of people get spooked and they think for some odd reason you're required to divulge personal information and incriminate yourself when law enforcement talks to you. I've never understood that concept of people. Just because somebody asks you a question in their law enforcement doesn't mean you have to answer it. The Fifth Amendment was very, very clear, put for a reason. You don't have to sit there and start spilling your guts and say, I know I bought a pistol brace years ago and it's in my closet. Oh, I don't know what to do with myself. I'm breaking the law. Shut up. Stop talking. Don't say anything. Just say, I didn't get my attorney present. I don't feel comfortable talking to you. You know what? When I talked to ATF last time, they asked me a question about something. I said, man, I don't really recall that. I said, but you know one thing I do know? I do remember when you guys murdered and maimed and burned 76 women and children alive in the Waco compound. I do remember that. And you know what the response was? Well, you can't say everything you hear online is true. Everything you hear on TV is true. I said, you're absolutely right. But I can tell you one thing. Nothing I hear from you is true. So I have nothing else to say to you whatsoever. You can talk to my attorney. That's what I've always said to them. I have no interest in talking to them. What good are you going to do talking to any type of law enforcement when they're there to investigate you? None.
That's a sad, sad place to be. We've come a long way from,
tyrannical government. That's what it is. This isn't, the 1800s anymore. This isn't even the early 1900s anymore. We have been overthrown by a tyrannical regime, and they're using the alphabet agencies as their brown shirts to do their bidding. This thing, in my opinion, was not done accidentally. It wasn't done just, we're just going to just arbitrarily do this. Just whoopsie, we made pistol braces illegal now. They did this intentionally. It's a stepping stone, and they're seeing how far they can get away with and how much the U.S. population is willing to submit and take the boot in the face and say, okay, we'll submit. We won't say anything. That's where they're going with this.
Man, wow. Well, there you have it, folks. In case you missed the memo on short barrel rifles or pistols with the braces on them, apparently the ATF wants you. They're making a list, checking it twice. And it's interesting. The timing of this I find interesting because. When was it? It was this week. It was Tuesday. I was on Wisconsin Christian News with John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute. And I was listening to him. And he was, now John Rutherford's well-known, Rutherford Institute, talking about people who own weapons. You purchase a weapon through legal means. The DHS classification system, red, green, blur, red, yellow, and green lists, you're immediately put on that red list as a potential threat. Now, that doesn't mean you are a threat. It means that you're armed. So if you have if the DHS would have a situation with you, they would classify you as a threat, which is just, it just hurts your head to think about, So, interesting timing with this, and I hope the gun owners of America, I will support them, and I hope you guys do too, because we can't have this tyranny. We cannot allow this. This is BS. And where are the stats? You know something? These weapons do allow our veterans injured or impaired or, without limbs or with half limbs to be able to go to the range or to be able to self or defend themselves. That's what they're for, or somebody that doesn't have the muscular strength to be able to handle a pistol the way that it should be. You've got that extra support there. So, they're taking away the right to self-defense by the people who are sometimes the most vulnerable.
You're exactly right, Doug. And here's the irony. Here is the inept stupidity with this whole thing, okay? If somebody is planning on doing great bodily harm to another individual via a firearm, okay? So somebody is a criminal. They have a firearm. They now look at it and go, okay, I need to make my firearm smaller so I can get into a certain place so I can kill more people or shoot somebody. I'm going to chop a barrel down. I'm going to chop a stock off. I'm going to make the gun as small as I can. And I'm going to go commit a forcible crime with it. They don't care if suddenly they go, oh my gosh, Bob, we can't go rob that bank this weekend, dude. You got a brace on your gun. That is a felony now, dude. You can't go rob the bank and shoot anybody with that anymore. That's a felony, dude. You can't do that. You can't do it. It's a felony now. The entire bank robbery is off. We're done. I'm going home. I can't do this anymore. I can't work with y'all. Y'all are bringing illegal guns to this robbery, and I've got to leave now. I can't do it with y'all anymore. Really? That's conversation that has never happened with anyone in the history of mankind. That's the stupidity that goes along with this, is the reason why braces were done was so that law-abiding citizens could have more stability with pistols and smaller, like my wife, like veterans and so forth. If you're a criminal, you don't care if it's a stock or a brace or anything. You're going to chop it up and use it to go commit a violent crime. You're not worried about ATF saying it's illegal because you're about to go commit 30 forcible felonies with a firearm. The last thing you're worried about is if it's a brace or a stock or if it's too long or if it's over 26 and a half inches longer. What's the legal law here in the states when we go rob this bank? That is the stupidity among this whole thing, Doug. And that's the part that I think nobody is wanting to address, is this does nothing to combat gun violence. This does nothing to address gun violence. And this does nothing to prevent criminals from using guns in unlawful manners. All it does is criminalize law-abiding citizens, which if that's what they're doing, then that means to me, in my opinion, again, that they intentionally put this new rule in place to go after patriots, because it's not that far-fetched considering what DHS and multiple other agencies have been working on, like you just said earlier.
I'll tell you what, then, you know, yes, Eric, the Texas Whisperer in my ear, something about Chicago. I'm thinking about, you know, lesbian Lightfoot out there doing the Macarena with a bunch of, I don't know who they were. I don't know what she was doing out there, but, you know, Chicago is a shooting ground out there. Like you said, the ATF, their presence is minimal. What, you ain't got no guts? You ain't got no guts to go out there and to handle the crime, ATF? Yeah, whatever. But they come after the law-abiding. Come after the people who are following the law or have followed the law until you changed it to make it against the law. What a bunch of crap this is. Austin Brewer is my guest. Health Masters is his website, healthmasters.com. Folks, go there and look, you need to power up. You need to power up right now and make sure your immune system is solid, so when the next Department of Defense bioweapon is released, at least your immune system can fight against it.
And the product of the week is a pistol brace.
Oh, prostate. Yeah, we got our good prostate support back in. Everybody voted. It's on sale for 15% off right now, the prostate support. And we also have the coupon code that I will activate, HR5, on all non-sale items. I will activate that coupon code.
Okay, perfect.
HR5.
Beautiful.
Product of the week is not a pistol brace?
Yeah, I sold out of them. So they're all gone now. I mean, granted, you could, if I'm not going to say that. If you take the prostate support, it may help with other things, and you don't, you know, well, we're gonna stop there.
It's a different kind of brace.
Yeah.
Popsicle stick. Never mind. Okay. Shut up, Doug. Okay. All right.
One thing, though, that I did want to touch base on, because it's funny, because I actually got two articles that I had to dig out of my archives, is that there's been this dissemination of research studies. One of them came out in November 2020. The other one actually came out in January 2022, and they were both on evaluation of chicken egg yolk antibodies reducing the essential aspect of what spike proteins did to the body. Another one was chicken yolk antibodies blocking the binding multiple SARS spike 2 protein variants to human ACE2. Now, what's interesting about this is, I don't have time to get into both the articles. I can read an abstract on them real quick. Those are fairly long. Some of them are. But I saw this earlier, and somebody pointed it out to me and actually thought about it after I read it. And I was like, there's no joke about this. This is obviously something that plays a role. Most people know, and I've said this to people for years, is that eggs are one of the best superfoods you can eat. The whole lie about it raises cholesterol if you eat organic whole eggs, complete total lie. I eat 4 to 8 eggs a day. My cholesterol is incredible shape. My HDLs are incredible shape. And what's interesting about this is both of these research studies, one at the end of January, end of 2020, and the other one in 2022, it says right here, the one from January 2022, the first report about egg yolk antibodies as a neutralizing agent against tetanus toxin were published in 1893, Doug. This stuff is 130 years old about egg antibodies and what they do to the body and how they can save the body and increase the immune system. The use of egg yolk antibodies did not gain clinical significance or wide application, however, until 1959. However, new research has shown that egg yolk antibodies has been applied to combat human viral infections such as respiratory, RSV, and influenza virus. In the new study, anti-SARS coronavirus egg yolk antibodies were purified from chicken that were immunized with inactive SARS-CoV virus 2, and the egg yolk antibodies were able to neutralize the SARS coronavirus both in vitro and in vivo. Now, what's interesting about this, what this means is eggs are again proving that they're a massive superfood, like we've continually said. Now, at the same time, we've seen this massive push. Bill Gates came out with a tweet the other day talking about how we need to rethink how eggs are brought into the food supply. We saw, you know, what was it? Back in Iowa, the beginning of April, there were 5.3 million chickens that were basically completely and totally killed inhumanely because they allegedly had bird flu. You know, that was the big lie they told. They have bird flu. You got to kill 5 million chickens. Then, you know what? May, we saw the massive Jones County chicken farm with over 250,000 chickens dead in one night. Kreider Farms back in the beginning of December, another 200,000 chickens. Another one in Connecticut farm, 100,000 chickens. These random fires keep repeatedly popping up all across the country at these chicken farms over and over and over and over again, along with the chicken flu. Now we're seeing the prices of eggs go through the roof. And at the same time, now they're telling us, well, eggs are just not sustainable. Dude, eggs are one of the most sustainable bioactive proteins you can actually get a hold of and put in your body, especially when they're organic or they're at least free range like you have in your yard. I used to have chickens all the time at Dad's place. Till we had a fox get in, finally dug through after a while. If we had fixed the pen and got in and killed a bunch of them. I'm actually looking at getting more again now at my place. But what's interesting about this is now we're hearing about these new eggs that are being brought in out of China with a calcium bicarbonate shell with this like yolky plant gel they're putting inside of them. It's a plant-based protein. It's totally safe and healthy for you. You know, get your daily dose of soybeans in the new eggs. No omega-3 fats. And what's interesting about it, Doug, the two animal proteins that are loaded with omega-3 fats, which, by the way, omega-3 fats are essential for brain functioning, as most people know, and overall essential for cardiac health, omega-3 fats. Those are eggs and beef. What are they trying to get rid of all the time? They're saying cows are farting too much. You got to get rid of the cows. And eggs are bad because they raise your cholesterol. In fact, bird flu is an epidemic. Well, they're all burning down everywhere we go. So we might as well just remove eggs and beef completely from the equation. You just need to eat your grub worms and your crickets. They now have cricket powder that has been approved in Europe. I don't know if you've seen that now. Cricket powder.
Yep.
And, you know, you're looking at all this and you're going, this isn't coincidental timing. Just like with ATF, just like we see right now, just like we dealt with the FDA coming in and trying to arbitrarily say that you have to remove N-acetylcysteine during COVID. If you remember that, there was this big giant push. They were saying N-acetylcysteine can now be used as a drug. And I'm like, N-acetylcysteine has been used back in the 80s when they isolated it. Like, it's a natural supplement. It's incredibly good for the lungs. It's incredibly good for the immune system. No, we've decided we're going to ban it. The problem is they got so much flack and so many lawsuits were already pending to start loading for that. They backed out of it and said, well, we've got an inconclusive finalization on it. We'll circle back to this another time. They are going after the nutrients. They are going after the supplements. They're doing everything they can to short the supply. Because why? They don't want people knowing that good healthy doses of vitamin C with D3 and zinc can do wonders for your immune system. They want people to completely stop forgetting about any type of nutritional help and say, oh, I need my 18th booster. You know, I know I'm unbelievably sick all the time, but I'm going to keep getting my booster because that's what Albert Bourla said from Pfizer. Get your booster. And now the thing about it is Ted, all of us, alternative media, we're starting to make a difference. This last booster they brought out has the worst uptake of any vaccine pretty much they've ever rolled out, including flu shots. There's only a remnant of the population that's actually gotten this. I think they said the real number now on the final booster shot is between like 7 and 10%. They were saying 15% originally. I looked at those numbers and they were so skewed because they were factoring in people that had already gotten shots as already getting the shot because they got one, but actually getting the last booster, it's minimal at best. That's why Pfizer sales are going through the floor. That's why all these things are starting to occur, because nobody wants to get the shot. And now randomly this week, we have the bumbling buffoon Biden. I guess he ran out of ice cream, so he decided they were going to come out and say, we're going to finalize the COVID pandemic May 11th.
I wanted to get your take on that, okay? On social media, the big thing was him grabbing the hand of this woman holding the umbrella and then pulling the umbrella toward him. And everyone was saying, you know, how creepy that was. But no one was paying attention to what he was saying. And that was, what, May 11th or the 15th? I'm not sure which. But he also said, and I wrote this down here, hang on a second here. I wrote it down verbatim. Well, you know what? It doesn't matter. So we can get when the Supreme Court says it'll be over, we can get the things. We can get some things done. That bothered me. What he said. What does that even mean? What things are they trying to get done between now and then?
That's 100% accurate, Doug. I've had the exact same question. Why suddenly isn't it just, okay, the end of the month, we're done with this. This whole thing has been a sham from the beginning, but now it's totally a sham. Well, now what they're doing is, Doug, and this is where I think I may be onto something here. And again, this is total speculation, but it's based off my research. And this may only be a tip of the iceberg, which it probably is. We know now that the pandemic, or the alleged pandemic, has been over for a very, very long time. Most people got natural immunity. People that got the shot got very sick, but they got it again, and they end up getting natural immunity. The shot was a total disaster regardless. People's immune system kicks in. And so they can't keep using COVID anymore. The COVID fear porn theater is done. You know, now, well, they're going to come something else in a couple of years. Highly probable, but we're in 2023 right now. Here's what's going on. The central banks are increasing the interest rate very quickly, even though they've pumped trillions of dollars in the market. Most of the market has gone back into the banks and the hospitals and all across all these sectors. That's why you had Amazon, you had Google, you had all these companies making record profits the last couple of years and trillions of dollars. The money got funneled back into them. They're having to come up with an excuse now on why the economy is imploding. And they've been continually blaming it on, well, inflation. Inflation has been a small factor due to the money that was injected, but we were already having issues a couple of years ago before COVID. This has amplified it even further. What also, too, you have now is we're reckless spending. The reason why massive inflation, not just because the money they urinated away during COVID, it's because we're still pumping trillions of dollars all over the world except the United States. Why in the world has Ukraine gotten over $100 billion? Why in the world is Israel continually getting tens of billions of dollars and numerous other countries and all kinds of wasteful spending? We saw it in the last spending bill. Rand Paul brought it up. Well, now what they're doing is they're bringing up more theater and more issues because now the pandemic's being signaled over. This is an article that just came out 2 days ago from the Daily Mail. How your life will change when COVID emergency declaration ends. Okay. Right off the front, they're making a statement. They're not asking a question. How your life is going to change, meaning they're speaking this over you. We know we have power of life and death in our tongue. They're now speaking this over us. They're not saying, here's a few things that are going to be changing when the pandemic's over. They didn't say that. Here's how your life will change when COVID emergency declaration ends. .. Higher food costs. Oh, okay. So the only reason we have higher food costs coming up is because the COVID pandemic is now being over. The return of student loan repayments. People have already had to pay student loans, but okay, because they deferred a lot of them, which we've already had issues with that. And millions are going to lose Medicaid. And hospitals are going to be underfunded. Those are all negative, right? There's no question about anything. Those are negative statements. And they're being spoken about you when you read this article. So what they're doing is right now, they're using the COVID declaration ending to now say, guys, listen, this isn't our fault. It's not our fault at all. We have to do this because the pandemic's over with. But understand, Food's going to get more money. You're not going to have good health care. The hospitals are going to be underfunded. Student payments are back up. Basically, we're going to ruin your life like we've already been doing it, but now we're going to blame it on something else beside the banker boys. Because remember, the banksters, the ones that love to breathe their free air because they can suck it from everybody else, they do not ever want to have the light shown on them for them being the ones that are actually involved in this. What I think they're doing now is they're getting everybody poised for this massive recession that's coming in this year, and they're letting everybody know, here, hey, it's not the monetary policy that's causing this. It's not record inflation because you guys keep spending money hand over fist and giving money to other countries. It's not because our spending is uncontrolled. It's not because all these companies are continually getting these grants. It's because, well, we're ending the COVID pandemic now, so everything's going to change. I think that's why they're extending this out, so now they can continue to hype it in the media for February, March, April, and then say, okay, now, guys, it's all gotten super crappy because of May 11th. Now you have a definitive date to be scared, be terrified. We'll figure out what we're going to do next to save you. Actually, they've already talked about doing inflation stimulus bill checks to people. Inflation stimulus checks. You can't even fathom the lunacy behind that. But hey, if they're giving free money to everybody else in the world, why don't they give free money to the United States since we're on the inflation train in the sky? But that is just my opinion, Doug. I think when a small tipping point to the iceberg, I think there's numerous other things happening, but I think they're trying to spool it up and use this now as an excuse on why the economy is going to keep imploding now. That's at least my opinion. What do you think?
Wow. Definitely economic factors involved here. All right. I agree with you there. I agree with the fact that we are so close to having the Chinese system of social credit score as well as the digital currency. When I say digital currency, maybe not to the extent people might think it might be. Maybe a digital currency light to begin with, whatever that might be, whatever that might look like. But the fact of the matter is more surveillance, more control, less options, less food, higher, you want a dozen of eggs, okay, you're going to be paying a whole crap ton for your eggs. Same with beef. And the inflation numbers, of course, manufactured. You know, it blows my mind to hear people say inflation's going down, gas prices are going down. Compared to what? Okay.
Yeah.
What are you, insane? But yet people are lapping this up. So, there's something in the wind, I believe. And I think that we have to pay attention, very close attention to what is taking place. But not enough of people are rising up and saying, you know what? You were talking about the eggs. Okay. And you were talking about Bill Gates. That man should not be allowed to show his face anywhere.
Oh, I know.
Okay. Neither should Schwab, neither with it. And the Democrats. They should be hounded to the gates of hell and pushed through them, okay, in my particular opinion. Because, hey, they tell that, they say that, that's what, do it to us. Right back at you. So I guess I can see some sort of, I don't want to say trigger event, but some series of events happen that's going to make life really miserable here in the next however long. I don't know how long, but soon. That's just my view. I don't know. I don't know. Look, I don't know. All I know is I'm getting angrier by the day. I'm more worried about my kids and grandkids by the day. And I'm not going to take this crap anymore. I do know that.
Oh, I agree with you. It's progressing very quickly. That's why, I mean, like, I have our kids in a big homeschool co-op that's growing by the semester with parents, and we're having to be very careful what parents come in and what kids bring in, because I don't know who all is coming in because it's getting so big now, and I want to make sure the same balance and ethics and morals and biblical values we maintain from the beginning as it's getting very large. But, like, one thing about it now, all the moms put together this giant wilderness survival program that they brought two outside individuals in, two ladies and a guy, that have been involved. He's like retired military, and they have this class on Wednesday, and it's all about like making shelter out in the woods, making fire, all this cool stuff. And I mean, Hunter's 6 years old. He's telling me about how they're learning how to make fire, you know, those flint rock and spark and magnesium. And I'm like, well, all right, dude. And so the same thing, you know, I actively train him on firearm safety. Kendall knows a lot of the same stuff. I'm continually reading the Bible with them. I do not allow them to have any iPads or iPhones at all. They don't even need them. You know, what does a 6-7-year-old need an iPhone for? You know, I didn't even know really what a phone was when I was 6-7 years old. I never even saw them until I was a teenager, cell phones. We lived outside. That's all we did. Building tree forts, fishing, you know, blowing stuff up with the old original M80s that were a blast.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't get them anymore. And I've told people that before. I said, why do the kids have to be constantly bombarded with dopamine triggers watching YouTube and getting all this crap pumped in their head? I said, what's wrong with going outside, getting dirty, building something, throwing rocks or something? Even if you break it, I mean, okay, we'll learn from our mistake. But, you know, going out and doing things. And so that's what I've continually been trying to encourage parents is please, 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 if you're a patriot parent, continue to keep instilling in your children biblical values, patriot principles, constitutional rights, because we are the last generation. I can tell you that right now. My generation from the 80s and 90s is the final one that's really pushing hard. This generation Z, not all of them, but most of them don't understand any of it. And my gosh, the children in my children's age bracket, this next generation coming up, there will be no understanding of any constitutional rights. They're going to be arguing at 8, 9, 10 years old, not mine, but this generation, they already are, about what constitutes a man and how a boy can have periods. And I'm like, why happened to original science? Why aren't we learning math? Why aren't we learning algebra? What is this? And again, it's designed to undermine and erode the values of a Christian culture. And you do it by the children, Doug. And that's exactly what they're doing.
Man, well stated. And I'm right there with you. We have to get back to... I don't believe we're ever going to get back to the Norman Rockwell era, that feeling of Norman Rockwell. But I believe that we can, in fact, teach our grandchildren, our children, depending on your age group, the basics, like you said. You know, we don't need, and by the way, this trans movement, it's such a small percentage, but it gets more attention than it deserves. We need to stomp that out with our foot, okay? It right now, it's all BS. And if I see a trans teacher in my grandson's school, okay, God help that person. Because I'll grab them by their purple hair and drag them right out the door. Okay. So anyway, that's where I'm at, and I mean, I'm speaking for me, not for Austin, not for anyone else. I've had it with this. Enough is enough. Let's get back to the principles of teaching children arithmetic, you know, math, science, or math, English, and
real history.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. None of this other crap. It doesn't belong in our schools. Neither do these people belong in our schools. We've got about 3 minutes left. Healthmasters.com, folks, if you haven't done so already, go there right now. HR5 is the coupon code. 5% off non-saleable items. The select items, HR5 is the promo code at the end of the checkout. Folks, make sure you stock up on your supply here. You're going to need it. You don't know when they're going to shut the spigot off. Not Health Masters, but the federal government saying, we're not going to ship this stuff anymore or whatever. So get on the health train now. Healthmasters.com while you're there listening to the Ted and Austin Brower Show. And please do it for me because we want you around. And lastly, just very, very quickly, again, folks, Monday, February 6th, this coming Monday through February 17th, this program will be dark. And I'll be back on the 20th of February. I got to take care of some things and get some things taken care of, as I said. And also those members formerly of Patreon who do deplatformed us. There will be a special meeting on Sunday, February 12th at 7 p.m. Sunday, February 12th, 7 p.m. And I thank you for your support. Austin, I thank you very much for everything you do and have done and continue to do. And your program is awesome. Appreciate it. Really do.
Thank you, Doug. I appreciate being on your show as always and encourage everybody to keep the support up for all this alternative media shows that are getting the truth out there. And you guys have a fantastic, blessed weekend and go get done and take care of business next week, my friend.
All right. Take care. Thank you. God bless you, each and every one of you. Again, it's going to be dark really 2 weeks, 6th through the 17th, back on the 20th. But hey, folks, very important Patreon meeting, not non-Patreon, Patreon meeting on the 12th, which is a week from this coming Sunday. Please join me at 7 p.m. You'll be getting an email by Eric. Good night.